Okay, we're continuing with Kaddish on page 168. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah, which touches on many different other issues, but it's fascinating. So he says, Nusach HaKaddish Ziska, I don't even know pronouncing it. See why. Well, we'll do the classic. Well, I'll tell you what he's going to say. The Brother Nan Nakudos, he's actually going to say it's Yiska Del Yiska Desh. You'll see why he says that. Shusar Api HaMikra. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that the first two words of Kaddish are not Yiska Dal V'Yiska Dash, but Yiska Del V'Yiska Desh. Sometimes there are people saying it that way, right? With a Seirei and not a Patach. What's the difference? So he says, very simple. What's the context in Yechezkel? Is Melchemez Gog Magog Shaz Yiska Del Shemo Shalosh Baruch Hu. Shedichzib Yomi Yashem Echad Yishmo Echad. Meaning, it's talking about some future time. Why? Vayomer hadalid de yiska del viskadesh betzere. Why? What's the difference between tzere and a patach? Kihu ivri v'lo targum. He argues that the first two words of Kaddish are not Aramaic but the Hebrew. So, v'lashon HaKaddish, it shouldn't be yiska dal, it should be yiska del. Why? It's based on a pasuk in Chumash. Based on a pasuk in Tanakh, it's Ivrit and not Aramaic.
So,
that's what he says. Yeah.
But isn't the whole thing Aramaic?
So that's not Rosh Hashanah. So you're right, the truth is actually very interesting. So remember, that if you take a look at the Kaddish.
Do I have it right or is it the opposite?
Yeah, no, you do have it right. That it's all Aramaic, except for... So the first half is all Aramaic. The whole thing is Aramaic, except for the last line. But that's really not part of Kaddish. As we saw earlier in the week, the first half of Kaddish is the Kaddish, and the second half is, depending on what type of Kaddish it is the different Nusach. So you're right, the whole thing is a very good question. I understand, it's very odd. So you go, Ivrit, Shmei is, Rabbah is clear, Aramaic. It's clear, right? So, but good, it's a good. Kihu Ivri velo Targum, velo Bishnei Shvayin, ki ilu ha-tev ha-gimel b'shva, ela ha-gimel b'patach. Meaning, what he's trying to say here is that it's not b'shnei shavin, like a shvayin. What's a shvayin? Like two, like a shva, like two dots, right? Ki ilu hativ v'agimo hatav hativ v'agimo is with a shva el agimo zapatach. Right? That's trying to argue. He's trying to say it's not dal zapatach, but rather it's with a two dots, with what we call tere. So then he says one thing. Well, this is one first comment. Then he goes on to say, "Achar tevos kiruse," you should stop for a second. So you see, there's a comma. It's coming here. So be alma divra kiruse. So again, literally translated means in the world that you created, right? That we find a yafsiksa. You should pause a little bit. Why should you pause? The tevos elu kai alma Allah al yizkatel, because it's, where should God's name be sanctified? In this world. Pause. Okay, next. What else should happen? But that's, there should be a pause between those two phrases. Which, again, there's comments everywhere, but most people just run through it, right? That's the second comment that he makes. The tevos elfan. Ve'im ashatz ma'arich harbe benigin shavimru amen lo yom tinu alav benyas amen. So he says, if the shots elongates too long, right? He says, you shouldn't stop the tzibur. That amen should be right away. Meaning, just, let us all say amen. Don't wait for let us all say, no, say amen right away. That's what he's trying to say. Is that just if the shots feels it needs to elongate the v'imru amen, doesn't mean that that's what v'imru amen, that's when everyone else says amen. No, you say it the moment. Amen, right away, bat it out right away. The tzibur should respond right away. And the tzibur shouldn't elongate from amen. You see, amen right away. Or else it's not, because it's coming, that amen is coming on that second half of that phrase, right? So it's not amen yeheshmei. It's amen. Stop, because that's going on the previous part. Then it's yeheshmei rabba, right? So it's not amen yeheshmei. It's amen. Period yeheshmei. Right? That is going on the Amen that the Shas was talking about. So you can't say Amen Yehi Shmei. That's wrong. It's grammatically incorrect. It's Amen period next Yehi Shmei, right? The Yehi Shmei Rabbahu Ma'amar B'Fias. Right, that's the next phrase. Fine. The Targum Shas Gamkin Lamar B'Lacha Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Just because, and this sometimes people get confused, if you see something, Sibor, it's like, oh, it said Sibor says the line. I don't have to say the line. No. There's a Sibor still has to say the line Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Lo Yemir Odapam Amen. But so the Tzibur doesn't say Amen twice. They don't say Vimru Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah. It's just Vimru Amen. Rak Yaschil Yehi Shmei. Fine. Achar Kach Yaschil Yisba. Interesting. It's just Barach Yisbarech. Bekor Ram. Say it out loud. V'yishbo Ches L'Shono. So Shavach. Right? So it's... What are the eight words of Shavach? It's Yisbarach, V'yishtabach, V'yishpayer, V'yishramam, V'yishnasei, V'yishadar, V'yishaleh, V'yishalal. Those are the eight words of Shavach. Fine. Keneged... The seven Rekiyim, the seven heavens, which is the Rekiyah Shagabi Rosh Yachayos, which is, this is already Kabbalistic.
Not like the eighth one.
Right, which is above the animals, right? Above the animals referring to the Chayos, referring to the, basically the people before, the animals before God, right? Fine. Ubitchila Omer Yiska Dav Yiska Dashem Tulu Shona Shoshavach Shem Besach HaKol Asarba Lashona Shoshavach. Can I give the Shosh of Dibros? Because then you say, he's got a... Here. Oh, and when you say the first two words, which is Yizkadav Yizkadesh, right, these two words, if you add these two to your Shmei Rabbah, and the eight to your Shmei Rabbah, right, over here, you get 10, which you can add to the Sos of Dibros. And then he goes on to say, that's why those numbers are there, right? And then he goes on to say, min kol birchasa, from all the other blessings, right? Which are three words. Ubiyamim shekoflim akadeshim, because remember, it's Drishis Mechuvah, they say le'ila, le'ila. In lomar rak mikol birchasa, kadesh lo yebesach hakol rak 28 tivos. We know that, right? When he's saying min kol, which is two words, we say mikol. So during Drishis Mechuvah, when you add in the word le'ila, you then have to take two words that come later on and turn them into one word. Because you want to keep your 28 words in your Kaddish.
Is that for Koach? Or?
Which is Koach, which is also a Kabbalistic God. So very interesting to hear that Mishnah Berurah, you know, he talks about some practical things. So most people say Yisrael v'Yiskadash, which is a Mirag Natu, but the Vilna Gaon, you know, Soviet and those, they always said Yisrael v'Yiskadash this year. Some people do it that way. It's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah just because, oh, that's why it's eight. That's why it's not. It's not just randomly thrown out there. It's like, oh, they're just, you know, randomly have these various praises of God. It actually has intent and purpose. Again, it's much more clever of understanding, which I'm not so familiar with. Clearly, there's an importance to it. And this is why you have to stick to the actual language, the Nusach. That's why they pronounce these words carefully and properly. Right.